This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Van Valkenburg on the line with Christian Aid Mission, and we're going to be talking about Syria because they've had some interesting reports from their partners come in. And Steve, I didn't think it was possible, but the situation in Syria is getting even more desperate. Can you tell me kind of what your partners are facing? It sounds from this report like they've got a lot of big things on their plate.
Well, after 5 years of war, it just keeps getting worse and worse, and it's always hard to get food and supplies into the people in Syria, and so they just, the whole situation keeps going downhill, and more like from Aleppo are fleeing to Turkey, and that's not easy because when they try to leave, they are often charged $150 to leave, and then only the women and children can leave, and the men are forced to either stay in the city hiding, or they're forced to join one of the fighting forces. And so only women and children are leaving, and the men are left behind, and then the women and children leave, and they have nobody to help them. And but where they are in Syria is not good either. It's very little food, and don't have good water. They don't have electricity, things like that. And so a lot of great suffering inside Syria, and that's why people leave, is because it's probably better outside of Syria than inside Syria.
But then your partners are telling, like the one partner in Lebanon, they're trying the best they can to get food to these people, but they're running out of options. Is that because there's no food to be had?
They can bring food in to Syria. It's not always easy. But obviously, whether it's in Syria or other countries around there, food is very expensive. And it's not easy either way, whether buy from within or bring it into the country. Either way, it's going to be expensive. And so a lot of people just are not getting basics within the country. Now, fortunately, the UN has been able to get through and be able to help some of them, but it's only a small part actually being helped. Many others are not being helped.
And your partners in Lebanon, I understand they are getting food as well. Are they buying it locally?
Yeah, often they'll buy locally, and they will find a way to get it through the lines into Christians within Syria. That's their best way, but sometimes it's very hard to get through, navigate through the various warring factions in Syria to get the food into the believers that they're assisting.
But I understand that God is also at work, even though there's all this bad stuff going on. God's doing some pretty incredible things. Can you tell me what's going on with the healing?
Well, I think that, we don't understand why God does things. We don't always understand his mind, the way he works. But when you have people going through great suffering and people who are seeking for any kind of help possible and they're seeking for truth, then God graciously has been helping them. And sometimes there are physical healings. Sometimes there are situations where money or food is supplied, supposedly supernaturally. But I think that in the midst of the great crisis within Syria, you see God is still gracious to people, and that people are surviving, and not because they have all the food they want and the medical supplies and their needs being met, but because they're finding that knowing Jesus Christ and relating to him and having fellowship with God's Spirit is actually what ultimately is giving them hope and encouragement and comfort. So when the physical is no longer there, there is still encouragement through Jesus Christ. And so the people there who have right now a very rich relationship with Jesus Christ, because that's all they have. And often we in the West have many other things that meet our needs, but they have nothing else and except to be trusting. And so in the Lord's Prayer, where they ask for, give us this day our daily bread, they have to pray for that every day. And they really mean that, and they're totally dependent upon God to give them what they need. And really, in some ways, that's a very fortunate spot to be in, because they really are being very, very trusting in God to provide for them, whether it's physical, whether it's food, illness, or whatever. They're totally desperate and depending upon God, and God is graciously providing for them in many, many different ways.
And how has he, how has the Lord used Christian aid specifically to help these missionaries and the people?
Well, we continually send funds to provide living allowance for the workers in Syria, and we want to always send funds to enable them to buy what's needed for the people that around them, and so. That's one thing that we can do. I think that by looking at 1 John 3 and looking at like 16 through 18 and talks about when you see somebody in need to help them. And these are ways that we can help. And there are brothers and sisters in Christ there who are greatly suffering. And there are ways that we can help. And there are ways that we can get funds into the ministries within Syria and allow them to be able to help and meet the needs of especially the believers that are beginning to trust Christ from a Muslim background and those groups of people that they're forming, and that allows them to be able to help them with physical needs and to have living allowances. And unfortunately, what we send is far less than what's really needed. But at least we're helping some, and I appreciate very much the believers in the U.S. that continually reach out and send funds for their needs. And I believe that Jesus Christ sees that, and he appreciates, he loves people who have a heart for believers in other places that have real great needs, and they're able to provide for that by sending their funds to those workers and those new believers in Syria.
And we know that prayer moves mountains as well. How would you ask our listeners to pray for the people we've talked about today?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a matter of being grateful that God's Word is working in a very powerful way in many thousands of lives there, and that there are people there that actually have a far richer walk with God than we do, because of their great dependence. And I think there's a gratitude we should have that there are people there that are richly walking with God and being encouraged by Jesus Christ. And there's a real intimacy there as they trust God. And I think that there is a certain joy that we have in knowing that God is faithfully helping those people. I think we need to pray for them. I think it's we need to be praying for them to be encouraged spiritually, and as they are protected from fighting forces around them, protecting from those who do them harm, and also that there be many, many more thousands of people who would be believing in Jesus Christ. This is a great harvest time right now, and even though in our minds we say it's a great tragedy, still there's a silver lining in that. There are many, many people within Syria who are now finding the love of Jesus Christ, and they are finding great encouragement, and there's a spiritual strength they have, which really we don't know about. We don't really need that in a sense. We're self-sufficient, but they need that, and so there's a rejoicing, I think, in the heart of believers to know that Jesus Christ is there being faithful to them. It doesn't negate what we should do to help them, but at the same time, there's a great rejoicing because of what's happening in the lives of the people in Syria. But we need to pray for them, pray for their encouragement and comfort, and that somehow this whole tragedy will end, and that somehow Jesus Christ will reign over Syria.
Amen. And we will pass those requests along to our prayer warriors, and we'll be standing with Christian Aid Mission in prayer, and those who are able to help will be connected with you so they can help the believers over in Syria. For now, that wraps up all my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate very much Mission Network News and getting the word out about what's happening. I think that people just get so fed up with hearing, and this is 5 years now, of just hearing about news about refugees and Syria. And but same time, there's a silver lining. There's a lot of good things happening within people's spiritual lives. And it's sad from our perspective that all these things happen, but there are some great heroes of the faith that are there that we may never know about, that are faithfully staying behind. I mean, these workers don't have to stay there. They could easily get out, but they're staying there for a purpose because they want to see a harvest. And I deeply appreciate those who are staying there.
And I greatly appreciate the partnership with Christian Aid Mission. So we get to share their stories. We get to talk with you and share the needs of those believers who are choosing to stay, like you call them, the heroes of faith. I can't wait to hear another story from the front lines. But for now, I'll remind our listeners, I've been speaking with Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission about the latest updates from Syria, how our brothers and sisters are doing there, and how you can come alongside and help. Steve, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thanks for having us. God bless you.